Before we get on to our question of the day, let's kick off very briefly with the topic itself. Recall the school camp. Some principals are concerned that new funding guidelines from the Ministry of Education will stop them taking students on school camps. The rules around what you can and can't ask for have been updated, so lower decile schools who don't ask parents for a donation are given extra funding from the ministry. The principals understand the wording to mean they cannot ask their families for any money if it's related to any part of the curriculum, which they say means they're not going to be asked for payments for school camps because, you know, they are part of the curriculum. Under the rules, they're arguing school camp payments would be a voluntary donation from families and not compulsory. So, you know, it's all a bit confusing, actually, but they say that means that the school camp ritual many of us experienced could be a thing of the past for some. So around the panel, what do you think? How important, Carlo, do you feel that school camps are for our children throughout their education?
I just think they're so important. It's such a rite of passage, and so many of our children are in such urban areas that those sorts of experiences do obviously last a lifetime going by.
That's a very, never thought of that, actually. Yeah. The memories of the school camp have been literally seared on the memory. How many weeks of school can I recall in, you know, Form 6 or Form 2 or whatever? None, but I can recall school camp.
Yeah,
interesting. What about you, Connor? I mean, what do you make of the issue? It's actually, this voluntary donations thing is actually getting a bit confusing, isn't it?
It is. I've never not paid for a camp. Which camps have been free for which schools? Like, ever not paid for a camp? It just seems strange to me. Connor?
Yeah, no, look, I think the government does need to clarify it, because I think you're right. It's important that kids get out into the, and you know, out camping, out into the wild, out into the countryside, if you like. It's sort of part of the growing process, isn't it, as young adults. So if they're going to stop because of some administrative issue around a policy, then I think the definition needs to be refined and clarified. You should be able to go on school camp, and you can't do it without money, and the money probably should come from the parents.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking to a colleague here, Carlo, who was saying that, look, you know, they've just been on a school camp, fantastic time, but they were warned months in advance that the camp was going to happen, but nonetheless, it did cost $480 for that child to go to the camp. So that...
It's such an issue.
$500.
I know.
That would be a barrier to some people, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You reckon? So when our kids were at Newtown School, there was so much fundraising to bring down the cost of camp to $30, which meant, it was an incredible amount of fundraising, but just so that everyone had a fair go of attending. And then the boys went to a different school, which I won't name, and it was $300, and so many of the kids couldn't participate. And I actually ended up meeting with the principal. I was just so upset. There were so many costs all year, especially for things like the end of year picnic. It was another $10 here and another $10 there. And these are kind of really important things that children shouldn't be prevented from attending. Again, rites of passage. And I guess what I'm thinking and what I said to her is, you know, as our society becomes increasingly inequitable, this sort of thing needs to be factored in. 40% of households in New Zealand own 3% of the wealth. So that's the reality. Like, that's how poor they are. 40% of our households, 3% of the wealth, which means 12 kids out of 30, in any given classroom, are really going to be struggling financially. So how do we make sure that we live our values, that all children deserve to participate in these sorts of things? You know, I don't think we should be leaving kids behind.
Do you agree with that, Connor? Not leaving kids behind when it comes to the end of year school picnic, when it comes to the camp, or is the camp, do we just have to get, I don't know, I'm just going to say a little bit hard and say it's optional?
Well, look, it's just getting the clarity, isn't it? I mean, whatever the rules are, you need to know what the rules are. And at the moment, it seems like people don't. So as Carla said, you know, schools can do fundraising to reduce the cost. And also, you get a bit of innovation, don't you, when people are paying for things, and you get people to appreciate things. If it was all free, perhaps, you know, people would stay in bed. They wouldn't turn up. They wouldn't bother going. So I don't know. I think you just got to get clarity.
I think if I got the option of going up Ruapehu for a skiing trip, I might too lie in bed and not feel like going if it was free. Sorry. I don't know. I just roll in different circles, clearly.
But it is just getting clarity, isn't it? I mean, everyone agrees that it's a good idea for kids to go on school camps. So it's just how you go about doing it. And it seems to have gone fine until now, when there's some new policy that seems to be creating the confusion. So the government should just clarify it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it is a problem, actually. I watch lots of kids at my children's school get excluded. And I was thinking, how can we, because it's not children's fault that their parents can't afford to pay for them to go to camp or buy school photos or those kinds of things. Like, no matter how parents might, like, inverted commas, mismanage their money, it is not those children's fault. And they should be able to fully participate in school. And I think that's where the innovation needs to happen, not from the 40% of households with the 3% of wealth, but from the schools and the Board of Trustees to go, hey, our values are that all of our kids participate in the end of school picnic, so let's make that happen. And if Mufti Days are going to that instead of something else, I don't know. I just think New Zealand has always been about all kids participating regardless of background. And I think that needs to be lived by our schools, our Board of Trustees, regardless of what the government's doing. I think as a community, we need to take responsibility.
Well, it's the same with sport too, isn't it?